February 2nd, 2010, coming up on the program today, I'm driving on sunshine! Plus, a free vibrator giveaway and fishy diarrhea. All of this, plus Sextastic Tuesday on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show, back for the Tuesday edition. Got a classic Sextastic Tuesday for you in just a second. First, though, why don't we check in with a feminist and see what she thinks of sex and porno in general.
I am a feminist, but I also feel that sex is very... sex and pornography is really powerful for the female, even if she has 8 dicks on her face. She's still the queen of those 8 dicks.
Ladies, wouldn't you love to have that on your business card? Queen of the dicks.
The queen of those 8 dicks.
Or 8 dicks, sure. If you want to put a specific number on it. Gotta say thanks to Get 'em Steve Dave for sending this little clip in. It's from a movie all about orgasm, sex, and porn.
So it's hard for me to say that that porn is degrading to women, because the women are the most desirable and beautiful and attractive people in the porn, no matter which one it is. I can't think of, like, she's taking the dick, but she's always in power.
I agree with this broad 100%. Women are never degraded in porn.
I can feel it piling up on my tummy.
On your tits. Your shit slut. You're officially a shit pig.
I'm officially never doing this again.
This is her first and last scat film.
You're officially a shit pig.
I'm officially never doing this again.
Oh, yeah.
I experienced it, and this is not for me. Oh!
She is covered in crap, by the way. I don't know how many dumps this guy took. I'm thinking he must have given himself an enema or something, because no one shits this much.
Oh, the deal is blood. It's blood.
Oh, yeah.
No, not yet.
All right, there you go. Yes, just a little clip for you illustrating the power women hold in porn. You're a shit pig! All right, again, that would look good on a business card as well. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. Like I mentioned, this week's story is classique, which means it's a best of. It comes from, June 2007. It's really quite a stupid premise for a story, if I do say so myself. But here we go. Let's get into it right now.
It's Sextastic.
Juliet left work early, feeling fed up. She spent the morning interviewing for a promotion, which she was pretty sure she wasn't going to get. You see, her boss was a pig. He spent the whole interview doing what he always did with her, which was trying to look down her top. I believe we have some audio from that interview.
You know, you're doing a great job, but you're not using all your assets. With a body like that, you can go places. Be a little more sexy. Hey, we're talking about your job here.
No, we're talking about sexual harassment here. and I don't have to take it.
Yeah, that's right. You tell him with your big hair and your 80s shoulder pads. You're a monster. No one wants to sexually harass you. To be fair, there was a lot to look at. Juliet had always had big breasts. By the time she was 12, they were D-cups. And now, at 32 years old, she wore 38 F-bras and sometimes spilled out of those. It was late afternoon on a sunny September day, so Juliet took the shortcut through the park behind her house. A couple of old guys were sitting on a bench drinking from a bottle of cider. There were a few kids riding bikes up and down the path by the pond, but otherwise, the park was deserted. As she climbed a slope, the trees seemed to close in on her. They were big and their leaves were thick, obscuring more and more light. It seemed almost dusk. They were blocking out so much sun. But a little ahead, Juliet noticed something white on the path. It was moving, but it was too small to be a rabbit.
You gonna get raped?
Whatever that thing is, it's going right in your vagina, whether you like it or not. She walked on, getting closer to the object, squinting to try to see what it was. It was about 6 inches high, a cylindrical object, upright and waving like a flower. But there was no flower. Only an odd flesh-colored stalk, supported by what looked like little round hairy cushions. Juliet stopped in mid-stride. She was close enough to see what the object was. Ready? It was a cock!
Dun, dun, dun! Dun, 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 dun. Scary and suspenseful.
What the hell does this author mean it was a cock? Upright, just sitting on the sidewalk. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember those flowers you could get that dance to music? Those little plastic flowers with the sunglasses on? All you had to do was, like, speak near it and it would start dancing or play music. I'm going to introduce a line of plastic cock dancers. Come on, make the cock dance! It looks like the cock is dancing! Sunglasses. Stupidest invention ever. Someone's probably a millionaire because of the plastic dancing flower. Alright, so here's this cock on a path, turned upright. She was so shocked, she didn't know whether to laugh or run away. Though there's no point in running away, she thought. What harm can this do to me? Famous last words. Suddenly, quicker than she could react, the cock leapt into the air and aimed itself like a missile for her mouth. Story's retarded. It entered through her shocked "oh" face and plunged deep into her throat. The force of the cock pushed her backwards, and Juliet lay sprawled at the side of the path, her mouth full of a cock which was pushing itself in and out of her mouth. Automatically, she started sucking. It was that or not breathe. Did she make the right choice? Oh, you gonna get raped.
Dun, 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 dun. Wow. So.
Her tongue snaked around the shaft, and she pulled it into her mouth, using all the deep throat techniques she'd pleased boyfriends with in the past. She'd always loved sucking cock, and for a full minute she closed her eyes and lost herself in the pleasure of having a thick dick in her mouth again. It's a disembodied dick that was wiggling on the ground. I'd have a hard time getting past that. When she finally opened her eyes, it was not only to the odd sight of the disembodied cock shoving itself into her mouth, balls banging on her chin, but a much more alarming development. From the undergrowth, more cocks were appearing. Lots of them. At least 50 on each side of her, moving themselves closer on their hairy ball feet. This was weird, but not weird enough that she didn't know it could also be dangerous. Yes, you're in a lot of shit right now. She struggled to get to her feet, one hand on the cock in her mouth, pulling it out. But the other cocks had closed in on her. There were so many of them, pinning her arms and legs to the ground, wriggling under her interview suit, up in the arms and bursting the seams, pulling her shirt off of her, winding up her legs. So many of them, pushing between her skin and the material of her skirt and bra and panties until she was naked and spread out on the ground, surrounded by at least 200 cocks, all pushing and poking at her. I strongly believe this is what women fantasize about. Little hoppy penises that live in a forest, just waiting to come out of their little tree houses and fuck you raw! You ladies are fucked up! There was a pause while she and the Cox assessed the situation. Yeah, now it's a good time to reflect. Let's take in what's going on here. They didn't have faces, but she could have sworn they were grinning. Sucking that first cock made her a little wet, of course. And the cocks close to her pussy were leaning towards it, as though they could smell her. The pause seemed to last for hours, but was really about 30 seconds. One of the cocks closest to her pussy dived in. It started to wiggle its way into her damp pussy lips deep inside of her. It instantly started fucking her with a steady rhythm. There were cocks all over her, squirming up and down her legs, in her hair, rubbing themselves on her skin, and getting harder from the friction. They were smearing her all over with pre-cum. The cocks on her chest had little forked tongues coming out of the end of their shafts, which flicked over her nipples. The cock in her wet cunt was fucking her hard now, getting bigger inside of her. She felt an unbearable tingle and immediately came. The cock inside of her shot its load, too. After a while, she felt the squirming slow a little. The cockworm in her mouth came hard, then slid out without another taking its place, and she raised her head to see, between her legs, a crowd of cockworms making a path for another to walk through. This one was very big, at least 3 inches taller than the others, and very thick. It stood in front of her pussy, apparently looking at it. Through with what, she didn't know. Then it launched itself into the air and landed with a heavy thud on her belly. It made its way down to her pussy, rubbing himself along her slit. The weight and thickness of the king cockworm against her wet pussy was incredibly arousing and frustrating. She spread her legs wider, trying to entice him in, but he was obviously teasing her, pushing his thick shaft against her, pressing down on her clit, rolling and spiraling between her wet lips. She groaned and murmured, "Please fuck me. Please fuck me." The king cockworm finally plunged into her. Juliet's pussy lips stretched wetly around his huge thick shaft, wetly, as he drove in right up to the balls. She felt his head right inside her, and as the big cock started fucking her, all the other cockworms jumped back onto her body and started squirming and rubbing her with their hard shafts. As the king's big cock banged her and she moaned, another cockworm pushed into her mouth. And then the cockworms did the strangest thing. As if the other behaviors of the cockworms were perfectly normal. As Juliet lay on her back spread open, being fucked by the big cockworm, all the other cockworms started to cling to each other and construct a huge kind of cylindrical body. Oh no, mega cockworm! Some sort of transformer penis mutant! It's a go-cock! It was though the cockworms had come together to make a big cock man. It was a weird thought, but the only way she could make sense of what they were doing. The cock man started moving in time with the king cockworm's thrust, and Juliet felt as though she was speared on a giant, as though her pussy was stretched as far as it would go, and her burning, wildly excited clit was going to explode. And she did explode in pleasure. She came all over the king cock, and in return he flooded her with cum, and the cockman spurted in several places, dripping cum onto her belly and tits. After that, the cockworm slowly drifted away. A few stayed and had another turn fucking Juliet's exhausted cum-soaked pussy, but she barely noticed. One even managed to squirm into her ass, and that did wake her up. She pulled the cockworm out just as it was about to come, and it shot its load onto the grass. Dazed, she picked up the shreds of her clothes and managed to find enough to make herself presentable, then staggered off down the path and home. She drank nearly a whole bottle of wine that night, and by morning, after ringing in sick to work and going back to bed, she just about convinced herself that her adventures in the woods was just an alcohol-induced dream. She lay in bed, covered with just a sheet, idly stroking one breast and wondering why she felt so horny. She couldn't see the far corner of the bedroom where her handbag lay open. And in the dark depths beyond her lipstick and mobile phone, a forked tongue flickered from the head of a very, very big cock. Dun, 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 dun. The end. There you go. A cockworm-themed Sextastic Tuesday. I thought cockworms were what you get when you fuck someone in the ass, but they have a bowel movement on deck, and so some of their shit gets stuck in your penis, and when you squeeze your penis head, little cockworms come out. Oh, that's poop worms. Same difference. Now that I'm done talking about bowel movements and shit dick,
Let's talk about our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
You're officially a shit pig.
I'm sure they loved that. Valentine's Day is coming up. If there is one holiday you should not fuck up, gentlemen, that would be Valentine's Day. So why not get your girl something that'll really stimulate her cunt? What? Who wrote this script? No, guys, it's very important you do not screw up Valentine's Day. So, you know, it's important that you do the whole chocolate and flowers and dinner thing. But then, if you play your cards right, you will have mind-blowing sex. That's what Valentine's Day is all about. And AdamandEve.com wants to help. You can get 50% off just about any item. We're talking lubes. We're talking movies. We're talking toys, lingerie. How about that? Get your lady some nice lingerie. Take her out, you know, to a nice restaurant and then say, hey, bitch, you know how much money I blew on you? Put this on and straddle my dick. That comes at the end of the evening, right? You know, I mean, you don't have to say it exactly like that, but that's one idea. You get 50% off just about any item, right? Plus, you're going to get a romance kit. It's going to help you out, which includes a toy for her, a toy for him, and then something you both can enjoy. And free shipping. So you're not going to get hit with any additional charges, not even shipping. All you have to do is use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. There's a little box at checkout. You type in FREAK. You'll automatically see your discount is applied, and then you'll get all that free bonus stuff as well. Again, coupon code FREAK over there at AdamandEve.com. There's a link on the show notes today if you would like to partake in that action. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. All right, here's the deal, guys. Please do not send any more mail or packages or whatever to my post office box. I appreciate all that stuff, but I'm moving this weekend to Columbus, and if you send something now, I probably won't get it by the end of the week here. Now, if it's already on its way, if you've already sent something, I should get it. I will check the post office box one last time on Friday. But hold off if you do have something for me until next week when I get a new post office box down in Columbus. As for how the move is going to affect the show in the next couple days, this week you really shouldn't notice anything. Today I've gotten an extended show for Sideshow Freaks. Thursday's program is going to be Sideshow exclusive, and then this weekend I am going to be doing some sort of bonus episode. Not entirely sure how it's going to get posted because I won't have internet access, but I'll find some Wi-Fi spot or something. I'll probably record it before I leave here. And then upload it as soon as I get down to Columbus. So there will be some bonus content for Sideshow Freaks this weekend. Of course, Corey will be back with Butt Fudge Sunday. It's a great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. I'm also going to be posting video of my move down there. So if you guys want to know, and you know how I get. I get very angry very quickly. So, you know, I'll have Joe operate the camera and just watch the rage fly, I guess. Now, as for next week, I'm guessing there will probably not be a show Monday or Tuesday. I'm going to do best of shows those 2 days because not only do I have to wait for the cable company to install my internet access, I also have to set up, you know, the studio. What I would like to do instead of best of shows, though, is do some more of those Distorted Review 2009. So you'll either get a best of show or the 2009 thing. I'm also going to be posting on Monday another voicemail show just for Sideshow Freaks, all right? So that's what's coming up in the next couple days. Stick with me. Things will get back to normal sometime next week, I promise. Three quick stories now, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, lawmakers in Hawaii want to ban the so-called Ex-Lax fish. Okay. The Hawaiian butterfish can apparently tear up your stomach. State Representative James Tokioka did so. I love Tokioka pudding. James Tokioka did some research and drafted a bill that prohibits catching, selling, or even possessing walu in Hawaii. It's a diarrhea fish. I talked to many people who sell fish. Some of the hotels who buy fish, they are aware of it and they're not buying it anymore, said Representative Tokioka. Tokioka said people have shared their nightmares of severe diarrhea after consuming a large portion of the fish.
You're officially a shit pig.
No, a shit fish. Not a shit pig. Maybe that's why that guy took such a massive dump on that chick. He had some Walu.
Shitfish.
All right, I'm happy to see we're bringing back the shit music.
Shit music.
All right, did that one live. Oh, excuse me. Back to the story here. Quote, I've never had it, but the people that I've talked to said you can't control it, meaning the bowel movements after you eat the fish, said Representative Tokioka. Native Hawaiians called the fish maku or something, or exploding intestines. That's whatever the Hawaiian word for exploding intestines, that's what I was trying to pronounce there. Meikuku. Yes, it is banned in Japan and Italy. I'm not one for banning anything, but if it creates a public hazard in the bathroom or a public safety hazard with many people, then I think this definitely is something that needs to have further discussion. Doctors are embracing the legislation. Quote, I think if restaurants can't police themselves or if they're the victims from suppliers, it will just clean up the process from A to Z. And it's the consumer who's going to benefit, said Dr. James Ireland, assistant professor at the John A. Burns School of Medicine. Dr. Ireland has treated several Walu victims. One lady had such bad diarrhea, she had an accident in her pants. An adult. Her husband had to go to the emergency room. I mean, it's pretty serious. Representative Tokioka said even if the bill is watered down to just require better labeling, he hopes more people are educated about the dangers of the
shitfish.
What a sultry, sexy tune. Moving on, did you guys watch Intervention yesterday? They did a whole special on huffing, and our girl Allison was featured at the very end. She's apparently doing really well. She's been inhalant-free for 2 years, and she looks pretty good. Now, the thing is, that episode was great for Allison, but it wasn't so great for one man in Clark County, Kentucky. Huffing caused a man to crash his truck Sunday afternoon. Police say the man was huffing a can of air when he hit a barrier and flipped his truck. So he was huffing while driving. What a complete fucktard. Yes, he flipped his truck on I-64. He was on, and it wasn't like he was on a back road or anything. He was on the freeway. Yes, this all went down in Clark County. The man told authorities he had seen someone on the show Intervention do it. Allison. And wanted to try it himself. Yeah, well, that's fine. Try it. But not when you're flying down the highway going 70 miles an hour. He apparently became lightheaded, passed out, ran into the barrier, crashed, and flipped his truck. He suffered minor injuries. A woman in the truck was not hurt, however. I'm walking on sunshine. I'm walking on sunshine. Allison's partying it up over there. She's having a good time, aren't you?
I wish I had a father.
Oh, she's back down. All right, final story we have for you today. A Spanish disco is offering vibrators. They really want girls to go to this nightclub. Yes, a Spanish disco is offering free vibrators to the first 400 girls who come to the door and promise the lucky recipients that they're going to vibrate. Yeah. Valencia's Cuomo, described as one of the region's best-known night spots and which attracts thousands of youngsters every weekend, promises a lively night featuring striptease, lesbian action, and sensual male couples. Is that what women want to see? Sensual male couples? What, a couple gay dudes making out? To qualify for a vibrator, female candidates must be over 20 and pay the 10 euro entry fee. Guys will be offered the consolation prize of free condoms. Okay. Last year, another Valencia hotspot tried to attract women with a free boob job giveaway. Classy. But protests in a health ministry probe put the kibosh on that idea. While Valencians will doubtless... Will doubt... What? While Valencians will doubtlessly... Or will doubtless... What's the correct... the correct word there. While Valencians will doubtless welcome the Cuomo initiative with open legs, what? The Spanish will have to pull their fingers out. I don't understand one goddamn word I'm reading here. What's going on? If they want to match the Australians for creative promotions. Okay. In 2008, Melbourne's Boozer No Undie Sunday caused a bit of a rumpus. I don't understand what I'm reading. Not least because the establishment had previously landed in hot water for hiring a dwarf to pour free liquor down the throats of drinkers. They know how to do it down there in Australia. So there you go. I don't know if you understood that last paragraph. I didn't. But there you go. That is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. Let's check in with my freaky deaky, see how they're doing today.
Hey, Tim. It's Scott Taylor. I was curious.
You're fucking fantastic.
You get your finger on the pulse of the soda world.
I have my finger on the pulse of your dick hole.
What are the new flavors of Mountain Dew coming out?
New Mountain Dew flavors, if you are familiar with the Democracy campaign, the new flavors will be hitting store shelves in mid-April.
I'm really looking forward to the lime.
Yes, the lime-infused Dew flavor is called Distortion, as a matter of fact. There are two others. One is called Whiteout, which is a citrus type of flavor. And then there's like a tropical punch flavor called Typhoon. And I guess based on sales, they will pick the winner. Is that how it works?
Mountain Dew.
Or maybe you can vote.
We really love the Livewire, the orange one. That was like the best one ever. I even liked that more.
Well, that wasn't part of the Dew campaign. But yes, that was the, I think Livewire, after Code Red. Code Red was their first flavor extension of Mountain Dew, and then I think they did Livewire, right?
Which I keep stocked in the fridge.
And
didn't know if you knew.
Yes.
Thanks. Love
Mid-April
the show.
Is when they will be hitting shelves.
Sure. Tim, it's pronounced Poontang, okay?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
I know. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. Next time I'm in Canada, I'm going to order the Poontang.
Yo, Timmy, what's up? It's Steve-O from Chicago.
Hi, Steve.
Not to beat a dead horse, but Quebec is pronounced Quebec. That's Quebec.
Quebec.
Mr. Poutine.
Quebec. Whatever. I'm sick of it. I pronounce shit the way I want to, and you just have to sit there and take it and listen to it.
Hey, Tim. Quebec. Sean here.
Quebec, really? Quebec? That doesn't make any sense. Quebec. Quebec. Oh, whatever.
Hey, Tim. Sound F. Sean here. Hey, I was watching this movie last night.
Oh, man. Merry Christmas.
What I think.
And the Happy
Distorted
View
reference.
Oh,
in the movie The World's Greatest Dad with Robin Williams. Check this out.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Well, yeah, well, we're not here, but I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. It says you're a fag.
Dude, it's gross.
I do it. At some point.
Oh.
Chili dogger.
Oh, chili dog. Yes. I didn't come up with chili dog. Chili dog is a real sex term.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Hey, chili dog.
What the hell movie was that with Robin Williams? It sounds fantastic. They're talking about chili dogs and shit. I need to rent that. World's Greatest Dad.
Good day, Tim. Smizzy calling in from Lexington, Kentucky.
Hello.
Proud side show freak.
Oh, that a boy.
You were talking about creating a new Distorted View anthem using the scam. Which I think is wonderful. And if you do not have something to do with the dickhole guy in that...
Using the scam? What? What was that?
Distorted View anthem using the scam, which I think is wonderful. And if you do not have something to do with the dickhole guy in that, I just think that you will fail as a human being.
Oh.
I mean, did you see that? Did you see what I did? I stuck my whole little finger inside that dick hole, man. You know, something
yeah,
like that.
That's not bad. Yeah, what he's referring to is a sideshow exclusive thing that we're doing. I was playing clips from this documentary about these companies that advertise in the back of magazines saying, you know, for a fee, you send them your poems or whatever you've written, and they will turn them into songs, and you will receive royalty checks and become millionaires from your songwriting. And it's, you know, it is pretty much a scam. you send them a couple hundred dollars or whatever it is, and they really do send you a copy of the song, but no one ever gets famous from that. They get like studio musicians to whip up a song or whatever, and I thought that would be a great way to create a new Distorted View anthem. And the great thing is, the lyrics don't have to rhyme. They don't even have to make sense. Whatever you write down, they will sing. They will work it into a song. So I've been asking my listeners to, or the Sideshow listeners, to come up with ridiculous lyrics. And I did get some, but I'm waiting for some really good ones before I send them off.
Jagoo Tim Poopsin Cubic Liz Wolf Henson.
It's pronounced Kubik, okay? We're using the Canadian pronunciation. Like Quebec.
Jagoo Tim Poopsin Cubic Liz Wolf Henson. This is Furry Fox. I'm just walking home.
You've been on like every episode of DV, haven't you? How are you getting through all the time?
I've been eating some corn nuts. And I was listening to Thursday's episode again.
All right.
Just so I have less stuff to listen to.
To the point!
I have all the crazy people in their cars and shit.
And 10 more
anyways,
seconds. That's all I'm giving him.
I actually support that werewolf girl. She sounds like she might be a borderline furry.
Ugh. She's a fucking nut. She has a bloody refrigerator full of dead animals.
Cameron, what's going on, sir? This is Zachary, Florida.
Hi, Zach.
I am at Epcot right now because every year, if you're a Floridian, you end up having to serve the mouse at least once a year. I mean, that's kind of like jury duty, but it's what you have to do. Yeah. So I'm at Epcot, and they have this World of Soda attraction.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about that.
I thought you would find most interesting. A couple of them that they have over here is Beverly, which is like this extremely bitter Italian drink.
Yeah, I heard it's really bad.
Instead of non-alcohol.
I think Beverly, if I remember correctly, Beverly is a drink that they use in between courses of meals or something. I guess it sort of clears the palate or something. I don't remember. There's something weird with that Beverly drink. I don't think... Hello? What happened to you? Are you still there? Okay, all right. Let's move on.
Hey, Tim. This is Lil Markey, longtime listener, second-time caller. I've been listening so long, I remember when Joe Donatone was on every day. Yes, I remember the early Tell Me days. Hey, listen, just got a question for you. Why do you still say all this plus your emo?
Because it pisses you people off. I know their voicemails. You know their voicemails. But in my defense, the voicemails are delivered to my email, you see. So that's why I say
that. Hi, Tim.
If there's any reasoning.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Tim. Long time listener. I've been listening for about 4 years now.
Ooh.
I've never called in, though. Months ago...
Welcome to the program!
You mentioned the show Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yes.
And how that's an awesome show.
Yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, I wanted to watch or listen to something. I got into this thing now where like when I lay down to go to sleep, I have to like listen to something. Either like talk radio or... Just something has to be on, and then when I get tired enough, I'll turn it off and then go to sleep. But, so I downloaded an episode off of iTunes of Mystery Science Theater 3000. What episode was that? It was the, something about the spaceship. First Spaceship on Venus, which was a horrible, horrible movie. But, good episode of MST3K for you misties out there. Yes, go on.
And, I was wondering if you knew about the what they're doing now.
Yes, Rift Tracks,
where you download them, their commentary,
yeah,
and then you can play it with any movie. Like they did Twilight, which was hilarious.
Yeah, the way it works is you sync your iPod, the audio file, to the start of the movie, and then you just listen to them riff on the movie. There's also one called featuring some other cast members of Mystery Science Theater 3000 called Cinematic Titanic. I think Joel does that one, who was on the first several seasons of Mystery Science Theater 3000. Who do you like better, by the way, Joel or Mike? Is that a huge debate in the Mystery Science Theater 3000 community? Or does no one care?
Hi, Tim, it's Ceciliano. I'm just calling to, to confuse you. Here is a completely grammatically correct sentence, and I would like you to try and decipher what it means.
Okay.
has anyone really been far, even as decided to use Even Go Want to Do Look More Like?
What?
Thank you. I hope you have a nice day.
I can't even begin to decipher that. If anyone wants to take a shot at it, please email me. Email me. Or voicemail me, whatever. I'll still call it an email. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD as in OH-GOD.
You're officially a shit king.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. If you're not yet Sideshow member, sign up right now because I've got an extended show. About 15 minutes of bonus content is coming up, and we will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday podcast. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Ah!